You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-nominated artist Natasha Bedingfield. Welcome back to the show, Natasha. Always nice to see you.
It's always lovely to see you, Mario.
Oh, thank you so much. How have you been handling this stay-at-home era?
So weird. Super weird. I mean, like, I just normally this time of year I'm touring. I've never, ever really even been home during the summer. So on one hand, like, it's quite nice to be at home with my son and everything. Yeah. It's super weird for me. I'm like on the move kind of person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel like you're chomping at the bit, the same as me. Speaking of your son, Solomon, I read he was recovering from a surgery.
Yeah, so Solomon, just before Christmas, actually the day before, I was due to fly out to the Macy's Day Parade with him. He suddenly gets like it seemed like a stroke almost. Like, he couldn't talk and he couldn't move half of his body. And we raced to the hospital and we found out he had like a little abscess in his brain and he had to have surgeries. And they can't explain why. They don't know what caused it. It felt like we were in an episode of House, like with every doctor, every specialized doctor on the planet kind of coming into our room trying to figure out what was wrong. But the main thing was that they had a cure for it. They just did some surgeries and he's totally well now.
Oh,
so
good to hear.
It was so hard to go through having your kid.
Oh my God,
go
I can
that.
Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
No, thank God. That's great to hear. Great to hear. Good for you. Congrats on the new single, Together in This, from the Jungle Beat the Movie soundtrack. How'd you find the song?
So my friend Jonas, he was writing a song for a movie and he's the godfather of my son, Solomon. Yeah. And he was like, look, this really fun movie your kid's going to love. And I wrote a song for it and I feel like it would be perfect for you. And, you know, normally I write my own songs, but the song was just so fun and was so exactly what I wanted to be saying right now. And it was worth getting off my couch for. We didn't have to go far because we recorded it at home.
Yeah. Were you familiar with Jungle Beat before the project or?
I actually wasn't. I'm new to Jungle Beat, but Jungle Beat has like got 80 million subscribers on YouTube. So it's a spinoff from a YouTube show and they made it into a movie. And were you familiar with it?
No, vaguely, not really. I had just heard of it, but I wasn't that familiar, but I knew it was crazy popular. And I know there's also some choreography, like a little dance that goes with the song, right?
Yeah. So we had a girl who's really big and I know everyone's into TikTok right now. So it's this new phenomenon. And why is everyone into TikTok? I think it's just because it's a way of connecting. It's a way that like parents are connecting with their kids and
people can get creative and sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So we asked this amazing girl who, you know, she choreographed it for us. And then all sorts of people from all over the world learned the dance. And it's just a really fun kind of the moment kind of way. I mean, it's challenging to do a music video right now.
No, I know.
COVID times.
You got to get very clever with it.
Yeah. So that was like one way around it. I'm interested in what the limitations are doing to us. Like, we have to kind of still be creative.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of forcing you to be creative. And obviously we were talking about not being able to travel how we usually travel, but hopefully the end is in sight. And with this being prime touring season right now, when do you think the big concerts will return?
I feel like I know that people are getting around it, like doing, I know that Gaga built a stage on her property or something, and there'll be a lot of virtual shows and clubs. Kerry Brown, who's managing me, he worked out how to do some amazing ways that people can play live at the same time on Zoom, and we just did a performance like that on the talk yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It was really fun. So we're playing live but from different rooms.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's going to be till we actually go to shows. I guess space people apart.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm always eternally optimistic, so I'm hoping that'd be a nice little Christmas present at least, right?
That would be a huge party. I mean, that would be amazing.
Yeah. All right, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Oh, there's so much on Netflix, isn't there? I watched a show called The English Game, and it's about the origins of English football, soccer.
Yes, yes.
Really good, actually.
Okay, you like that. Who's your team?
Oh, I like when the world plays. I like the World Cups, so of course England.
Okay. What's on your mask that you wear?
You know, I just have a hospital mask. I know it's so boring, but I just haven't had time to go out and actually get one. There's one mask that I've got that my friend Adam Connie, he made it out of his costume. He has like a cosplay Star Wars costumes.
Right.
Like, you know, like when people go and they dress up and they make their own costumes for Star Wars.
Sure.
And so he ended up using all of his robes and making masks for all of his friends.
Oh, look at
which
that.
Is really nice.
A little wardrobe there. Nickname growing up.
Tasha.
If you could be
Tasha.
if you could be any animal, what would you pick?
A horse.
Oh, just because they chill and
I just love horses.
You just love horses. Horses have a nice life.
I always thought one day I would have a horse, and it's one of those things I never have done yet. I haven't made it yet.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of responsibility right there, a horse. Mm. Best part of quarantine?
Just being with my son at home and him being really healthy and cleaning. Like, we cleaned the car yesterday.
Yeah,
like, just doing normal family stuff.
You can really tidy up around the house. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's always nice.
And I got him cleaning, which he's only 2.5, but I'm starting young.
Good.
Got him cleaning the car.
Yes, that's good. That's nice. Build that foundation. Give him little chores and stuff. Good for you. Well, it's always nice to catch up with you, Natasha.
Thank you.
And listen to Together in This on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Natasha, thanks for checking in. Hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon.
Thank you. What's your childhood name?
You know what? I didn't have one. I always gave everyone childhood names and I never had one.
Growing up.
No, they used to call me, my cousins used to call me Mayito, which is a weird little name. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, cool.
I don't know. It's like a little Mario. I don't know. It's like a slang term.
Like a mojito.
It sounds like a mojito. I would prefer mojito. I'm going to tell them mojito over Mayito. Mayito wants a mojito. Thanks, Natasha.
That's really nice. Thank you. It's good to see you.
Okay, too, honey. Bye.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.